Blog Talk Radio.
Give thanks and praise. Give thanks and praise. Eyes is eyes. Shalom to Tenayas Talim. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Malkam Mata. Arab Tov. Here, here, here. Rastafari Podcast. Here, the Thursday Podcast. Upper Room Podcast. Upper Room of Zion Podcast. Here, here, here. Yes, sir.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
It's time to come up into the upper room. Give ear, give ear, give ear. Calling, calling, calling. Yes, I, Jah, calling here. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 125, 125th psalm. It's little, but it's Talua. Here, here, here. Isaac, Haile Selassie, Ayabingi psalm here. Psalm 125, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Yes, I, order of Melchizedek.
I and I that trust in Selassie shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abided forever. As the mountains are round about Ethiopia, highly I, Selassie, is wrong I and I now, even forever and ever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of I and I, lest I put forth thy hands unto out with thee. Do good unto I and I, Selassie, that trod in thy way, and upright in heart. For them that turn aside unto your crooked ways, Selassie, I shall dash them forth unto workers of out of pity. For thy and I that love Selassie, I shall live forever and ever.
Yes, I, today's daily psalm, 125th psalm, and the evening psalm, here, 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 for the fifth day of the seven, called Thursday, Psalm 81. Yeah, 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 riding up the Hebrew, and Hebrew first. Yes, sir.
Boko Yom Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81. And again, it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha Al-Habetit La Asaf Hanimu Lelohim Uze Haru Lelohe Yaakov Su Zenoa Utneto Tino Naim Elnaveo Tiku Vahore Shofa Bakese Reyo Hage Ki Hof La Yisrael Hu Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edut Bihoset Sam Bezit Alweet Yisraelim Sefat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasiroti Misaved Shiku Kape Midu Tavona Badara Karata Vahalvo Inu Vasutra Vaam Echan Alme Mbiva Sela Shema Ame Veeda Ba Yizere In Tishmale Lo Yive Vu El Za Dilo Tishka Habe Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Neewe Midrayim Hachetu Vaamale ולא שמע עמי לכל ויזייר לא אבלי ואשרחי בשבילי לבא יקום במועדותי Lu, Ami, Shomea, Li, Israel, Biroke, Yahaleku, Kimat, Poeve, Apnea, Var, Zore, Ashiv, Yadit, Mazane, Yahava, Yaka Hashulo, Vihe, Ita, Loyam, Vaya Akile, Nehalev, Heta, Umizu, Devash, Asbeo.
Safari riding up with the evening psalm, Psalm 81 in the Hebrew first. Now here, the English, yes, I rise to far, I rise up to chant in the upper room of Zion.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of them. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied,
Sinai that trust in Selassie shall be as Mount Sinai which cannot be removed but abided forever. As the mountains are round about Ethiopia, highly I Selassie is wrong I and I now even forever and ever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of I and I, lest I put forth thy hands unto the gritty. Do good unto I and I, Selassie, that tread in thy way and upright in heart. But them that turn aside unto the crooked ways, Selassie shall dash them forth unto the workers of out of quitty. But I and I that love Selassie shall live forever and ever.
Eliai!
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 Eliai! Rise up, King Iman, rise up. It's time to take your stand to change. Congo man, rise up. Bingi, rise up. Haile Selassie is here to change. Rise up, King Iman, rise up. It's time to take your stand. Congo man, rise up, O valley of the dry bones, rise up and take your time. We rise up, Congo rise up, it's time to take your time. Cause we are fit to pull the dragon under our feet. Tumble the beast and tread Rastafari. Rise up, O Ethiopian, rise up. Rise up, King Iman, rise up. It's time to take your chance to change. Man, rise up, Kingi man, rise up. It's time to take your stand. Congo man, rise up, oh rise up. In this Amagidian time, rise up.
Hamelot Habotachim Bayahu, 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 Kaharis Yon Loimot, Le Olam Yashin, Yerushalayim Harim, Soviva, La, Viva, La, Viva, La, Viva, La, Viva, La, Viva, La, Viva, Soviva, Le Am, Me Otaw Ad Olam, Kia Yan Wacheshevetta Haresha. Al goral has arikim le ma'an lo ishlechu has arikim de avlata itehem. Het ivahi hoa latovim, will isharim avilipota. We are Hamadim Kalak Alota. Yol Chaim Yehova Hetta Po Lehav. Shalom, 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 Shalom. All Yisrael, 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 Yisrael.
Psalm 125. I and I that trust in Selassie shall be as Mount Sinai, which cannot be removed, but abided forever. As the mountains are round about Ethiopia, highly I Selassie is wrong I and I now, even forever and ever. But rather the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of I and I, lest I put thy hands on the city. Do good unto I and I, Selassie, that tread in thy way, and upright in heart. For them that turn aside unto your crooked ways, Selassie shall dash them forth unto walkers about the city. But I and I that love Selassie, I shall live forever and ever.
Psalm 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their heart. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace shall be upon Israel. Psalm 125.
When the righteous man move and only do them plan, but so I wipe them out one by one. So, only think of the habit it all. Oh no, no habit at all. Just prison of brimstone and no wall. Only think of the habit it all. Oh no, no habit at all. When I fight against the righteous and fall, and this shall divide it by itself, shall never fall. And up by St. Peter, and up by St. Paul, his 20 black buckles sitting on the wall. And that color time, the one on the black buckle fall. 40 degrees, the waves trying to rule us all. Black man stand up and be counted, so your name shall be called. With a respect back to God, now pray for Paul. So shall come by the whole of them with a lightning ball. When I think of the habit it all, who no no habit at all. When I fight against the righteous and fall. When I think of the habit it all, who no no habit at all. Shabbat and brimstone, and when I think of the old man dry, if the old man wet. And when the righteous move, the heathen start to break. Shabbat grant and the right and them each up on the left. In not everything me do, me just do me best. Sand fire burn, read up the Bible, the Eden of the run. Father, if it's thy will, let it be done. If it's not thy will, they cannot have fun. Pardon, please, pardon, bring down the kingdom. I don't think I'm happy at all. Oh, no, no, happy at all. Just is gonna bring stone, I know. I don't think I'm happy at all. Oh, no, no, happy at all. When I fight against the righteous and fall, and this and divide it by itself shall ever fall. And up by St. Peter, and up by St. Paul, it's 20 black bottles sitting on the wall. And that color crazy, one of the black bottles fall. For the decrees, the real time, the rule of all. Black man stand up and be counted, so your name shall be called. We no respect that the gun, we no brave poor ball. Shots are come by the wall of them with a lightning ball. Who don't think gonna have it at all? Who no no have it at all? Shots are gonna bring stone and no one. Who don't think gonna have it at all? Who no no have it at all? Who don't fight against the righteous and fall? Who think gonna old man dry? Yes, no old man wet. And when the righteous move, the heathen start to fret. Shabba exalt himself in righteousness. And I pray for my nation, there is more to get than this. Who don't think gonna have it at all? Who no no have it at all? Shots gonna bring stone and no one. Who don't think gonna have it at all? Who no no have it at all? The righteous shall never fall. Righteousness exalt a nation. Me tell the evil man, say them the change them plan. Get out of them way, cause them a Babylon in suit of brutality, hunger to kill you, man. Who no think gonna have it at all? Who no no have it at all? Shall children a brick stone and wall. African tears, African a ball. African unite together one and all. If we unite, we have a jolly good ball. And the only way we can kill Babylon wall. Who no think gonna have it at all? Who no no have it at all? Who no fight against the righteous and poor? Who no think gonna have it at all?
Yes, yes, yes. Here we have Psalm 125. Previous light, we had Psalm 75, and there was some more to share on Psalm 75, but, you know, time. But here on the Upper Room of Zion, Torah Thursdays podcast, like to share this right here on Psalm 75, a little bit of a build on the content of Psalm 75 concerning some of the metaphysics that's contained in the 75th Psalm and related to the true interpretation. So here. Yes, I, Rastafari.
So here, we have Mizmor Ein Hey. Ein Hey. Psalm 75, Psalm LXXV. Now, today's psalm is seeing the nation's gratitude. Now, it's interesting here in the royal order, the Davidic worship, the daily psalms, as well as the superscription, or rather both the superscription, that's the small type, but here the theme of today's psalm, the nation's gratitude. Here the mood changes, even in the sequence of psalms that we have recently been chanting according to the royal order. The mood changes abruptly as we pass from the foregoing mizmor, foregoing psalm, foregoing chant, to the present one. Here is a song of thanksgiving, of Torah, the Hebrew, the Torah, the thanks offering, the thanksgiving offering, the Miskana, as they say in the Royal Amharic, the Miskana, a song of Miskana, of thanksgiving, Yangfu Isis, Torah, for deliverance, thy deliverance from peril. It may be compared with Psalms XLVI to XLVIII, Psalm 46 to Psalm 48, 46, 47, 48, that tell of the defeat of the Assyrian invasion of Yehuda or Judea by Sennacherib, the Assyrian. So we have Psalms 46 to 48 that tell of the defeat of the Assyrian. Now, take note, Talmudim, Dek Mezamorit, Metaphysical Bible, Dictionary, the study of Assyrian. Because Assyrian connects with a type of the intellectual invasion of Judea by Sennacherib. And possibly also relating this to the same incident. Now, the LXX, the Septuagint has the title A Song Concerning the Assyrians. A Psalm Concerning the Assyrians. So let's look right here in the Parallel Bible, the Mezmur Dawit of Negusa Neges, the King of Kings Bible. Let's go to the Parallel version right here. Get a copy. Talmudim, Dek Mezamorit,
So here we're going to look at, well, what does the superscription say right here for Psalm 75? In Psalm 75, it is the third psalm in Book 3 of the Psalter. Book 3 of the Psalm. So here, we have Mezmure Dawit, Seba Arat, Seba Mist. Psalm 74 in the ancient pointing, in the Metzav Kedus, in the parentheses, Vekinfuist, we have Psalm 75. To the chief musician, Al Tashchit, Al Tashchit, in the Hebrew Tashchit, a psalm or song of Asaph. Here we have Lemezam Rana Leka, Atatefa, do not destroy, Atatefa, Al Tashchit, corresponding to the Hebrew Al Tashchit, Atatefa, Ye Asaph, Ye Miskana Mezmur. So we don't have this superscription here, even though sometimes the Metzav Kedus of Negus and Neges might favor, in some places it might favor the Hebrew, and in other times the Koine, the common Koine Coptic Greek, the Septuagint. But here, more in line with the Hebrew, Lamnatzeach Al Tashchit, Mizmor Le Asaf Shir, Lasaf Shir. The difference we see here is the Shir. Shir is a song, Mizmor is a chant. Lamnatzeach Al Tashchit, Mizmor Le Asaf Shir. So Mizmor in the Royal Amharic, the Metzav Kedus, the Mezmure Dawit, the King of Kings Bible, Psalms of David. Mizmor here in the Hebrew, Shir, Le Asaf, of the gatherer of Asaf, Shir. A Shir is a song. Mizmor or Mezmor is a chant, is Isis. But zooming in on the word Al Tashchit. Atat Efa. The meaning, do not thou destroy. So here, from the Parallel Bible of the Psalms, from the Metzav Kedus, published by the LOJ Society, the Lion of Judah Society, and the Special Jubilee Printing from 2011, here, we have a reference to Psalm 57, the Atat Efa, Al Tashchit, do not destroy, thou must not destroy, also can be transliterated as Al Tashchit. We repoint the English, the Latin, because in the KJV Bibles, it has A-L-T-A-S-C-H-I-T-H, and that might be rather difficult for English mainly speakers. That's the Hebrew is Al Tashchit. Tashchit. Do not destroy, destroy not. The title of the superscriptions attached to Psalm 58, 57, 58, and 59, and also Psalm 75. So we have the Tat Efa, or the Al Tashchit, do not destroy, thou, the I, male, must not destroy, to Psalm 57, 58, 59, and here today's Psalm 75. The remnant of this type of song, composition, or melody is thought to be found in Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 65, verse 8. Interesting enough, the Masoretic Hebrew here and elsewhere matches exactly the natural etymology of the Amharic, the original manuscript of the King of Kings Bible, explaining previously unclear or speculative or even uncertain ancient terms, biblical ideas, and cultural contextualities manifold. So here, Al Tashchit, do not destroy, thou, the I, must not destroy. So here, just zooming in right here on today's psalm, also the Metaphysical Bible note, to get into the Metaphysical Bible note concerning the Assyrians. So we see the phi cycle, the physical, the natural, the historical, but what is in the Brit Chadasha, the Hadish Kidan, the Adis Kidan, what is the new covenant, the metaphysics, metaphysical application, the Assyrians, Assyria. So here, well, we have the time right here. Let's just go through it right here, so we can grow in grace and the knowledge. Going to look up Assyria and Assyrian. Look up Assyria and Assyrian. So if the psalm historically was concerning the victory of deliverance from peril, such as the Assyrian invasion of Judea by Sennacherib, that Psalms 46 to 48 speak on. Now, what's the metaphysics? So here we have Assyria. Hebraically, we can relate that to the Hebrew Asir. Asir is captive, a prisoner, one bound. Asir. Here we have Assyria, Ashur, Assyria, Osar, Assyria. Assyria in some places, Asur or Ashur. Assyria, the Greek, the Hebrew is Ashur. Ashur, the country of Ashur. Now it's interesting because there's one Ashur, which is from the Asir, the captive, the bound, or the Osar, Ashir. Then we also have Ashir, the black one, the black. But the definitions are the same for those of Ashur. At one time, a very mighty empire was Assyria, Hebraically Ashur. It was overthrown by the Babylonians and the Medes, the Medo-Persians, the Medes, about 600 B.C., before the Common Era, before Christos, Christ, in the First Advent. After it had been in existence for some 1,200 years, Nineveh was the capital of ancient Assyria or Ashur. So we have now a connection with Yonah and Jonah here. At the time of its greatest power, Assyria or Ashur included many of the countries that we read about in the Bible, such as Babylonia, Media, Chaldea, Armenia, Syria, Palestine, Phoenicia, Idumea, and others, beside Assyria, Ashur proper. So we have Bereshit, Genesis 25:18, 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 3 to 6, and Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 13. Now that's the phi cycle, the physical, the phi cycle. Here's the meta-phi cycle. The metaphysical of Assyria from the Greek, Ashur from the Hebrew, the reasonings, philosophical and psychical, that do not recognize the spiritual head of the universe, the Rosh HaOlam, the Ras, the head, the Rosh HaOlam, the spiritual head of the universe, but are based upon sense observation, or as Robeinu taught us, the Satana, the Satan of the senses, sense observation upon the formed instead of the formless. Such thoughts are destructive, deconstructive, downstructive, and undisciplined, not disciple. If man, the human being, male or female, if man keeps his attention fixed on ruach, on the spirit, the irid, he is protected from the materialism that is constantly encroaching upon his consciousness. But if he worships the mysterious and the so-called occult, or if he reasons wholly, completely from the appearances of the senses, the appearances of the satana of the senses, or the outer world, he defeats the protective, the guidance, the protective action of the higher law, the higher Torah, and falls into the hands of the Assyrians, the Ashuriawian, the Assyrians. To pay tribute now to the Assyrians, as we have in 2 Kings chapter 15, verses 19 and 20, what does that mean, Chabrin? Metaphysically, that is to make concessions, making concessions to the unregenerate, the not regenerate, the not born again, material realm of consciousness in us, in I and I, that they represent, that they rep. When spiritual understanding, innerstanding, overstanding, the true spiritual standing predominates in one, the mental realm that Assyria signifies is redeemed, chabarim. For the scripture that says that, speak of Assyria, Israel, and Egypt. Assyria, Israel, and Egypt in a triune sense. We could bring that out. But here, let's go to Ashur. Now, as we said, there's one Ashur from Assyria, and there's another Ashur, and one means black one, the black one. But to touch on this right here, that must be the redeemed one. Now we have Ashur, A-S-H-U-R, Ashur, in the sense of Ashur, Hebrew, blackness, black, aurora, the dawn, morning, break forth, become free, a free man, Ashur, successful. This was a Judahite and the father or founder of Tekoa in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 24, and 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 5. Now, the Ashur, distinct from Ashur, make the distinction here from Ashur. We have Ashur and we have Ashur. All right, just to make that distinction here we're going to Ashur, the black one, right? Ashur, the black one, and then we'll touch on Ashur. So they might sound similar, but there's a distinction. Here we have Ashur, a Judahite, the father or founder of Tekoa. The metaphysical, Tekoa means confirming, settling, securing, fixing. The fixing like of tents, like the pegs in a tent. The fixing, confirming, setting, securing. And it represents the establishing in the individual, the indivisible dual, of a more firm and abiding idea regarding his or her body, regarding the body. This is accomplished by Ashur, founder of Tekoa, who signifies and typifies the type of recognition that the entire man, man is a tripartite, man is a trinity, man is Selassie, man is a trinity, the entire man, spirit, soul, and body is free. The recognition that the entire man, the triune man, is spirit, soul, and the physical carbon organic structure called the body is free and is of spiritual origin as it was Bereshith in the beginning and not bound by the limitations of matter. Thus the idea of free man in Ashur. Alright, so we have Ashur, and then we have Ashur. So the difference in the English is one is spelled A-S-H-H-U-R and one is spelled A-S-S-U-R. But the pronunciation, one is Ashur, one is Ashur, and Ashur. So here in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary we have Ashur, A-S-S-H-U-R. Now remember, Ashur, referring to black, right? Ashur, blackness, black, aurora, the dawn, morning, break forth, become free, a free man, successful, a Judahite. And here we have Ashur, a step. Ashur is like a step, a level ongoing, like almost like leveling up in that sense, straightforward. Observation of laws, harmonious, Ashur, gracious, happy, as we have Ashur, right? A level place to level up, level, Ashur, step up. A plain, a steep, mighty one, Ashur,
a hero, a heri, a hero, Ashur. Ashur was the son of Shem, the son of Shem, in Genesis, Bereshit, chapter 10, verse 22. Ashur, according to the five cycle, was the country of Assyria, in Numbers, chapter 24, verse 22, and Yechezkel, Ezekiel, chapter 27, verse 23. And it has a reference to see Assyria. We've done seen it, and give ear, and rewind, and hear again, right here, Assyria. Now, the next level, Ashur. Getting to the root, as Assyria comes from the Greek, the coin of Greek, and Ashur come from the Hebrew. So the phi cycle is a son of Shem, a son of the name, as well as the country of Assyria. The meta phi cycle is Ashur represents the intellectual, the mental reasoning plane in man and humanity is Assyria. Intellectual or the mental reasoning, that plane of consciousness in man, in humanity, Assyria. In its progress, the progress toward spiritual, the progress toward the irritical, or in its upliftment and union, mawahad, tawahido, oneness, the echad, with true spiritual understanding, the true spiritual standing, trifold standing, understanding, inner standing, overstanding, the steps of standing, a step, level ongoing, leveling up, straightforward observation of Torot, of laws, direction, instructions, and so on. In Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 19, verse 23 to 25, we read that Egypt, Assyria, and Yisrael and Israel shall all worship the true Elohim, the true Elohim, Elohim Ha'emet, Ha'emet, Emet, the true El, Ha'el, Ha'emet, together, and shall be a bracha, a blessing in the midst, in the center, in the midst of Ha'aretz, of the earth, of the earthly plane. These three, speaking of Egypt, and this has come from Yeshaya, Isaiah, chapter 19, verses 23 to 25. These three represent the Trinity in man, Selassie, HaShalosh HaKadosh, HaShalosh, Shalosh, Selassie in man, the body, phi cycle, the soul, right, the psychical, or the mental realm, and the pneumatic realm, or the spirit, the spiritual, all united in Emet, Emet, in truth, Eunet, right, and redeemed so as to express spirituality for Hatov, for the good of the entire, the complete man, the good of humanity. Egypt, Mitzrayim, represents and refers to the body. Assyria, Ashur, to the mental realm or intellectual or even the psychical realm, and Yisrael and Israel to the spirit, to the ruach, to the irit. So here, Yeshaya, Ishiyahu, Isaiah, here verse 23, in that day shall there be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian shall come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians shall worship with the Assyrians. Verse 24, in that day shall Yisrael, Israel, be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, a bracha, a blessing in the midst of the earth, for that Yahuwah Tzebaot, Jehovah of hosts of armies, he who be of armies, hath blessed him, saying, blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Yisrael, Israel, mine inheritance. Here's the verses right here. Bayom hahu tehiyeh me sila, mesila, highway, mi mitzrayim, from Egypt, Ashurah, Ashurah, going to Ashur, Ashurah, Uba Ashurah be Mitzrayi, and the Assyrians shall come into Egypt. Uba Ashur be Mitzrayi, Uba Mitzrayi be Ashur, and the Egyptian into Assyria. We abdua mitraima eta ashur, and the Egyptian shall worship with the Assyrians. O mitrai be ashur, we abdu mitraim et ashur. Verse 24. In that day, Bayom Hahu, in that day, in the day Zahi, in that day, Bayom Hahu, Yehiyeh Yisrael Shelishia, the third, Shelishia Le Mitzrayim Ua Le Ashur Be Raka Be Kareb Haaretz. In that day shall Yisrael be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, a braka, a blessing in the midst of the earth. Bayom hahu yehiyeh Yisrael shelishia le mitraim ua le ashur braka bekreb haaretz. For Yahuwah Tzebaot, for Jehovah of hosts of armies hath blessed him. Asher berko, Asher berko, 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 for that having blessed him, Yahuwah Tzebaot, he who be Tzebaot, lemor, saying, Baruch ami Mitzrayi, Ua ma iseya yadaya shur, we na chalati, nachalati Yisrael, saying, blessed be Egypt, my people, Baruch ami Mitzrayi, and Assyria, the work of my hands, Ua ma iseya yadai ashur, and Yisrael, Israel, mine inheritance. We nachalati Yisrael. So here the verse from Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 19, verses 23 to 25. Verses 23, a highway, a mesila, like a ladder, steps, highway, mesila. Mesila, highway, the king's highway, through the land of Yisrael, connecting Assyria in the north with Mitzrayim in the south. There will be unrestricted intercourse between the three nations, some reason, evidencing a state of shalom, of peace. Shall worship El, Ha'el, Ha'emet, the true El, the true Almighty, the true power. The Hebrew could be translated, the Egyptians shall serve Assyria. So the Hebrew, U Mitzrayim be Ashur, we abdu Mitzrayim eta Ashur, can also be, in a sense, read that the Egyptians shall serve, we abdu Mitzrayim, and they serving Mitzrayim et, direct subject marker, Ashur, or worshiping with. It was so understood by the Targum, the ancient Targum interpretation, and other ancient versions, and also adopted by Ibn Ezra. But Kimchi construes as A.J. does, and is supported by the next verse, where the three peoples are described as equals, or in a triad, a triple alliance. The triple alliance will be a baraka, to the world, to the whole earth. The third, partner in this League of Nations, in the League of Nations. So it says, Yihyeh Yihyeh, and he to be Yihyeh, and he will be Yihyeh, Yisrael, Shelishiah, also Shelishiah is third, but in the Hebrew sense, it can be like great in that sense, the third, to the third degree in that sense. Blessed him, Asher Berko, Yahweh Sabaot, he who be, who ye be, Sabaot, bless Yisrael. My people, work of my hands, mine inheritance. The titles assigned to them are in ascending order of Ivine, divine affection. Egypt, Ami, my people. Assyria, Ashur, the Ma'isei Yadai, the work of my hands. And Yisrael, Nachalati, mine inheritance. Now, bringing into the context the metaphysical, as we have touched on the metaphysical, bringing into context the metaphysical, Egypt, the body, Assyria, Ashur, the mental, the psychical, the intellectual realm, and Yisrael, to the spiritual realm. Once again, bringing out the triune, the trinity, the triune, in the image after the likeness of he who be, who ye be, Ha'ilahim. We also have Ashur, Ashurim. The Ashurim are the mighty ones, the dwellers of the plain, also Ashurim, the liars in wait. Now, who was Ashurim? The son of Dedan and the great-grandson of Abraham, according to Bereshit, Genesis 25 and 3. That's the phi cycle, the metaphysical of Ashurim. So we have Ashur in a singular sense and Ashurim, the ones who are like Ashur. Abraham represents the faith, the Haimanot, the Emuna, and faith is the power of the mind to bring forth ideas into unlimited expression. What is the Emuna, the Haimanot? There's the power of the mind to bring forward ideas into unlimited expression that reproduces on the sense mind, the sense mental plane, as well as on the spirit and in the spiritual. Abraham's seed was counted through Yitzhak, Isaac, the son of Sarah, Sarah's son. Yitzhak, Isaac, represents divine, Ivine sonship. But Abraham had seven sons who had been begotten in personal, in the personal consciousness. Now, this is important. I'd like to bring out of today's Psalm, Psalm 75, the Ani, which is translated as I, and the Anoki. The Anoki also may be translated as I or I myself. So we have Abraham having seven sons who had been begotten in the personal consciousness. Because they, the ego, the personal consciousness, they pertain to the body in its animal. In its animal, its basic living thought, animal thought and seeming. The outer man must be sustained. The sustainer, Gziavi here, the sustainer. The outer man must be sustained as he is until such time, such an Iowa, as the inner man shall have grown strong enough in consciousness to change the outer into spiritual expression and manifestation, man-eye manifestation. What's interesting here, if we look at the seed, how the seed grow, even with wheat, there's the inner grain and then there's the outer chaff. And when it comes at maturity, you take away the outer because the inner has matured. Asherim was descended from Abraham in the outer personal way. He refers to the reasoning sense side of this power of Emunah, this power of Imnet, the power of the Hymeno, the power of faith to reproduce ideas. That Abraham reps, he represents this. the reasoning of the intellectual that's guided by the senses, especially as Robeno points out, the satana of the senses, five wise, five foolish, the foolish, guided by the senses, may seem almost invincible at times. So the reasoning of the intellect, the intellectual man, the intellectuals, guided by the senses, may seem almost invincible at times. Thus we get the sense of Ashari, mighty ones. But it does not endure. It does not have that endurance. It does not endure. Nothing is really known of Asherim's descendants. Although his father, Dedan, is supposed to have been the founder of Idumean, the Edomites, Idumean or Arabian, the real connection of Esau and the Idumeans, the Edomites, and or Arabian, the Arabian tribes. Only spiritual ideas and their manifests, the manifestations, are truly strong, powerful, and abiding, strong, powerful, and lasting. So here, since we're connecting with the context of Psalms, not just today's Psalm 75, but also Psalm 46 to 48, telling of the defeat of the Assyrian intellectual invaders of Judea, of praises, by Sennacherib, by the Cherubim, Sennacherib. Remember, even the one they call Lucifer was a cherub, a cherub, the intellectual, right? The subtlety of the intellectual. So today's psalm is more Ein Hey, the nation's gratitude. So there's an abrupt change from the foregoing chant and chants, even according to royal order, to the present one. Here we have a song of thanksgiving. Why? For the deliverance from peril, from danger. From the peril and from the danger. Danger, danger. Stranger danger. Intellectual danger. Just to keep this 100 and full right here and a point of reference for the future, for the Talmudim, the Dek HaMezamorit, we're going to touch on Asir. We have Asir. Asir is captive. Asir, right, is to bound, like to bind, the binding. Right, the Asir, binding, right, Asir. And remember, Hebraically can have a, because of the tree and the consequences, the negatives and positives, or positive and negatives, the good side, or good side and the counter side. Choice, choose life. A Levite, son of Korah, according to Exodus 6:24. Korah was one of those who headed the rebellion against Moshe wa Aharon, against Moses and Aaron. These malcontents, bad contentment, it's hard for them to be content. These malcontents were not willing to acknowledge the positions of Moshe and Aharon as above their own, but thought that they could fill the places of leadership and high priesthood just as rightly and as capably as did those whom Hailahim, the power, had chosen for these places. We have this in Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 16. Korah and the others who rebelled with him, with their families, were destroyed by the earth opening her mouth beneath them and swallowing them up, as scripture says, alive. The ones who were spared were the Bnei Korah, Yekorah Lijoch, the sons of Korah, because they repented of their father's Akri. Remember Torah, the 10 words, Esaret HaDebari, that he will visit iniquity upon the son's sons, right? As the son's son continuing their forefathers' iniquity, if they learn from the mistakes. And this is what the Bnei Korah, that's why they have a significance and it's a distinction. They do not get punished because of their father's ukri, because they chose rightly, they chose differently. The metaphy cycle of Asir, Moshe represents the divine law, and Aaron represents the executive power of the divine Torah, the divine direction, instruction, divine teaching of His Majesty. Korah, Korah springs from love. Levi means joining. Thus the sense of Levi, when you look at the word even in English, love, as the elders say, take sense out of what might seem like nonsense. Korah springs from love, Levi, Levi, joining. As do Moshe with Aharon. But Korah means bald ice, like cold ice. The sense of the baldness is in wintertime, the fertile lands are bald of crops because it's so cold, nothing can grow. That's the sense of baldness. This infers the opposite of love, a state in which one is cold and unproductive of life and good. Why? Because of unwillingness to be guided in one's love faculty by the law, the Torah of Ha'ilahim. This is a very important point to highlight right here, right? Because we can see it even with Sarah, who gained strength, and Abraham to conceive seed at the age they were, right? Because they were willing to be guided in their love faculty by the direction and instruction of Ha'ilahim. But we have the converse state, the opposite, a state in which one is cold and unproductive of life and good because of unwillingness to make our wills obedient to good influences and to avoid evil. It should show this is the greatest, right, wisdom. One must be guided by religion or haimanot, to say the law, Torah of Ha'ilahim. This is love expressing the love that is cold, unproductive because of unwillingness to be guided, guidance and direction. So without instruction is headed for. This is love expressing in personality, and it brings forth a seer captive, a seer prisoner, who represents bondage, generation, and moreover degeneration, sorrow, and mavet, death. Love in its divine, ivine purity is the key to life, to liberty, to harmony, and to peace, to shalom. But when love is exercised in the selfishness of the personal consciousness, it leads one into bondage, a seer, and makes one a prisoner to sense, to the five foolish virgins, the five unwise senses, the satana of the senses. Five were wise, right? Five were foolish. What was the difference between the wise and the foolish? The wise had that oil, and oil is a symbol of spirit, had that spirit, right? Had that patience, that spirit, right? While the other ones ran out. Thus, one becomes swallowed up in the earthly life, the symbolism of Korah and his band being swallowed up in the earthly life, the earth opening her mouth and swallowing them up alive. Thus, one becomes swallowed up in the earthly life in sensuality or the Satan of the senses and materiality. And materiality. So here, a full on the Assyria. The Assyria connection, but we're going to pick up more concerning the Hebrew I and the ego. I and the ego. Two words in the Hebrew, ani, I, and anoki. What is the difference between these two I's? Yes, I. There's the anoki I, right? And there's the ani I. As we find it even in this psalm, Psalm 75, a song of thanksgiving of Torah for deliverance from peril, and the connection of Psalms 46, 48, which tell of the defeat of the Assyrian invasion of Judah, right? Praise, the praise of Yah by Sennacherib. Ever get to the point where you feel like you can't praise he who be who you be? You're in captivity. Right? In fact, even come out of the captivity, begin to praise he who be, Yehuda, that Judah, the Judah faculty. relating to the same incident. LXX, pointing to today's Psalm Mizmor Ein Hey, Psalm 75, Psalm LXXV, as a song concerning the Assyrians. A song concerning the Assyrians. Ashuri.
Yes, 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 yes. Praise be His Majesty. Right there, that was a little extra going into the metaphysics of Ashur, Assyria, as it relates to the metaphysics of the Psalms, the chants, the Isis. Here, here, here. Yes, sir.
The upper room. The upper room. The upper.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room.
Upper room.
They went up into an upper room.
Upper room.
Upper room.
Upper room.
Yes, I, Levi, Levi, Lewi, Lewi, love, the love faculty, the Levite faculty. Yes, I, let's keep it Levitical. Jaja's true love. Here, here, classic white mice. Jaja, give I and I true love.
Jaja, give me true, true love.
A message from the King of Kings, concerning love and concerning the faith. Yes, I just touched a little bit on the metaphysics. Mountains. Today's daily Psalm 125, at the mountains. What is the mountains? What's the mountains? We know what mountains are naturally, but what are they metaphysically, metaphysically? Here, here, the King of Kings, Negusa Neges, speaks on faith that works by
truth
love.
Is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
ይሄ ቅዱስ ጳውሎስ ያለው የተሳሳተ ቃል አይደለም።
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf, he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Like mountains on a boat, Jerusalem.
Mountains, mountains, the metaphysics of the mountains. Yes, sir, here in the upper room of Zion. Yes, sir.
The upper room. The upper room. The upper room. The
upper room. Haish, happy is the man. Yes, sir.
In the ancient days, we will return with no delay, picking up the bounty and the spoils on our way. We've been traveling from state to state, and them don't understand what they say. 3,000 years with no place to be, and they want me to give up my milk and honey. Don't you see it's not about the land or the sea, not the country, but the dwelling of His Majesty. Again, repeat this again. Don't you see it's not about the land or the sea, nor the country, but the dwelling and the indwelling of His Majesty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem.
Right there. A little bit of the relic from my Tishyahu, this Jerusalem tune right there. Not about the land or the sea or the country, but the dwelling, the indwelling, Tawahido. Yes, I, the faith and the innermost of the innocence. Right here. Matisyahu, Jerusalem. Check it. Oh.
Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. In the ancient days, we will return with no delay, picking up the bounty and the spoils on our way. We've been traveling from state to state, and them don't understand what they say. 3,000 years with no place to be, and them want me to give up my milk and honey. Don't you see, it's not about the land or the sea, not the country, but the dwelling of His Majesty. Jerusalem, if I forget you, Mayan a gun come from it on. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. Jerusalem, if I forget you, Mayan a gun come from it on. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. Rebuild the temple and the crown of glory. Years gone by, about 60, burned in the in this century, and I guess try to choke, but they couldn't choke me. But that night now, I will not fall asleep, and I'm come overseas, yes, they're trying to be free. Erase the demons out of our memory, change your name and your identity. Afraid of the truth and a dark history, why is everybody always chasing me? Cut off the roots of your family tree, don't you know, that's not the way to be. Jerusalem, if I forget you, up in these ways and our world's gone crazy. I don't know, it's just a phase, case of the Simon says. If I forget the truth, then my words won't penetrate. Babylon burning in the place,
can see through the haze. Chuck them, all of them dirty ways. That's the price that you pay for selling lies to the youth. No way, not okay. Oh, no way, not okay. Hey. Ain't no one gonna break my stride. Ain't no one gonna hold me down. Oh, no, I got to keep on moving, stay alive.
Jerusalem, if I forget you. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do. Jerusalem, if I forget you, my gun come from it. Jerusalem, if I forget you, let my right hand forget what it's supposed to do.
Another ascension psalm right there. That's still a psalm here in the season, reason for the season right here. We have Psalm 125. Let's hear Isaac Haile Selassie say, just ride it up again. Yes, sir. Come on.
I united trust in Selassie, shall be as Mount Sinai, which can't be removed, but abided forever. As the mountains are round about Ethiopia, highly I still say is wrong I and I now, even for ever and ever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of I and I, lest I put forth thy hands unto out with thee. Do good unto I and I still say that trod in thy way and upright in heart. But them that turn aside unto your crooked ways, still say I shall dash them forth unto walkers of out with thee. But I and I that love still say I shall live for ever and ever.
Psalm
125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, as Mount Zion, as Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, 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 Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, Mount Zion, Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever, even forever, removed, even forever, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, forever, forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever, even forever, even forever, even from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, of the righteous, even of the righteous, even for the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, on the lot of the righteous, on the lot of the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, that be good, that be good. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, that be good, that be good, that be good. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their heart, right in their heart, right. For such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, as for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, as for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon his will, 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 shall be upon his. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiop, are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So here, let's touch on a little bit of the metaphysics, a little bit of the metaphysics right here. We have mountains, we have Psalm 125, we have Zion, what's the metaphysics of Zion? What does Zion mean? Havarim. But we're going to zoom in on Jerusalem. The second verse that reads right here, as the mountains, like the mountains, as the mountains, the high places are round about Yerushalayim, so Yahuwah, so Jehovah, he who be, his divine majesty is round about his people. From this Iowa forth and forever, as the mountains round about Jerusalem. So what's the meta? What does Jerusalem mean? Let's go from low degrees to high degrees. We're going to be referring to the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary right here. And we're going to ride up with the Royal Amharic verse by verse for today's daily psalm after this right here. So just letting ones and ones know right here. Calling. Jah calling. Jah children. Jerusalem. In the Amharic, Yerushalayim. In the Hebrew, Yerushalayim. 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 Habitation of peace. Dwelling place of peace. Possession of peace. Foundation of peace, constitution of harmony or peace, vision of peace, abode of prosperity, also shalom in the Hebrew, peace, but it refers to health, it refers to what one might say is harmony, prosperity, shalom, ma shlomcha, say to brother ma shlomcha, or to sister Ma Shlomech, like saying in the Royal Amharic, Tainayis Telin, Endemineh, how are you? Dehna, your shalom, your wellness. So here in Yerushalayim, the Hebrew Yerushalayim, the Royal Amharic, Yerushalayim, we have Salim or Shalayim. Shalayim is peace double. Shalayim is not just peace in the singular shalom sense, but it's the doubling of it, the doubling, two or more. Peace with Elohim, Hailahim, peace with man, the true cross, that vertical relationship with the power and the horizontal relationship with one another. So if you have that as two lines, you have the Tau, you have the mark, you have the finding of the true cross. That balance. So here, Jerusalem. Jerusalem said to be the capital of Palestine. Now, a little note right here, and we're going to point this out as a question. Where is the true Jerusalem? Is this Jerusalem we have today in Palestine, is that, could that be said to be the new Jerusalem after the Yehudi, the Jews came forward, the black Jews from Babylon? Is that the same Jerusalem of David? Well, we ask that is because a very good book by Bernard Lehman, concerning the Queen of Sheba, the Sheba cycle. But let's just read this right here. The capital city of Palestine, we regard this to be the modern Jerusalem, not the ancient Jerusalem. In Abraham's time, it was called Salem or Shalayim. In Bereshit, Genesis chapter 14, verse 18. It was later called Jebus or Yebus by the Jebusites, one of the people of the Canaanites. When it was inhabited and ruled by the Yabusi, the Jebusites, in Judges chapter 19, verse 10, 1 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 4. So when the Jebusites, the tribe of the Canaanites, took it over, they changed the name from Salem, Shalayim,
to Yebus Shalim, the peace of the Jebusites. Later it was changed forward again. The first time that it is mentioned in the Bible as Jerusalem is in Joshua chapter 10, verse 1. So the first time this city, the city of Salem, was mentioned as Jerusalem or Yerushalayim, was in Yehoshua, Joshua chapter 10, verse 1. In Revelation, the Chazon of Yohanan, Yohannes Rai, the vision of Yohannes, in Revelation chapter 21, verse 2, it is used symbolically to describe the redeemed state of man, the redeemed state of humanity. Now that's regarding the basic Peshat, the plain, five-cycle, historical, scriptural relation of Jerusalem. Now here, a look right here on the metaphysics. The metaphysics is kind of somewhat deep here on Jerusalem, but it's important for us to get a good groundation. So the metaphysics, Jerusalem, Yerushalayim means a habitation. Ayeru, the air, the atmosphere, the habitation of Salem, of Shalayim, of dual peace. We define this as peace with Hailahim, with God, the true good, and peace with man. In man, the human being, it is the abiding consciousness of spiritual, irritical, shalom, peace. That is the result of continuous, itinual realizations, itinual on and on and on and on realizations of spiritual, making real the spiritual power tempered with spiritual, irritical poise and confidence and eifidence and jaffidence. Jerusalem is the, quote, city of Dawid, the city of David, the city of David. Dawid, at the root of David, we have love. That symbolizes the great nerve center just back of the heart. So Jerusalem being the city of David, this is symbolized by the great nerve that is just in back of the heart in the five-cycle body. From this point, spirit, the ruach, the menfes, the irit, sends its radiance to all parts of the body. So as we look at the body and the seven seals in the body, we have three above and three below, the heart center, the heart sephirot, the heart chakra. The wall that Nehemiah, which is the comfort of he who be, who he be, the comfort of Jah, named Nehemiah. The wall that Nehemiah's men, representing spiritual thoughts, were building around Jerusalem in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 17. This here is a word picture or symbolizes in the individual, the indivisible dual consciousness, protecting spiritual substance that limited error thoughts cannot penetrate. So we refer to this wall around Jerusalem, that firewall around Jerusalem, that Nehemiah's men, Nehemiah meaning the comforter, to say, of Jah, symbolizes in the indivisible dual, the individual consciousness, is protecting spiritual substance that limited error thoughts cannot penetrate. This wall is built by our I and I realization, making real of the enduring strength and stability of the omnipresent, the all-present, irritical substance, spiritual substance. The rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem, under the direction of Nehemiah, can also be said to symbolize, as a word pick, the balancing of the negative and positive forces or polarities of the psyche, of the soul consciousness.
This equalization will result in the renewing and spiritualizing, making eretical, of the whole organism. A feast in Jerusalem. We read about a feast in Jerusalem in John's Gospel, John chapter 5, verse 1. What does this mean metaphysically, metaphysically, according to the spirituality of his divine majesty? This is a receptive state of mind. A feast in Jerusalem, a receptive Kabbalah to receive, a receptive state of mind toward all spiritual good. When we get deep down into the silent recesses of our psyche, of our soul, the nefesh, the nefs, we realize and recognize a stillness and a sweetness beyond expression. There is a great peace, a great shalom, a great salam, there. The quote from Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, the peace of Hailahim, of the power that passeth all understanding, the shalom of Hailahim that passeth all understanding and fills the whole being with satisfaction. This is the state that's described in the translation as blessed is the man, or Ashreha Ish, the beatitude, that happiness, that eretical satisfaction. This is the point in consciousness where the inflow of original substance takes place. The substance center is physically, the substance center on the five cycle physically, a nerve center just back of the stomach, just in back of where we have the five cycle stomach. Spiritually, it is the soul's realization of the unfailing substance of the divine, the divine mind, the true God mind. The way to Jerusalem, the way to Yerushalayim, the city of Shalom, is the Mashiach, the Messiah way, or as I and I would say, the King's Highway. Perfect expression of all the mental faculties. And the mental faculties here in man refers to the disciples. Our personal disciples are our mental faculties, the mental faculties. So the one way to Jerusalem, the city of Shalom, Shalom, is the Messiah way, the Christ way, the anointed way, perfect expression of all the mental faculties, disciples, under the domination of the great I am, he who be who he be. Refer to Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 11. We all long and should, as disciples, long seek for the state, that state of being, that standing, in that we, I and I, have shalom, have that true shalom, peace with Hailahim and peace with our fellow man, our brother man. Yeru or Jeru, Yeru, Yeru, the first part of Yerushalayim, it means founding, constituting, and we have Salem, Shalayim, the latter part of the word that means peace, quiet, safety, harmony, prosperity. Now, they don't have this here, but knowing the Hebrew, Shalayim is a plural. It's a duality. It's making the peace double, a double peace. So peace with man, with God, quiet with man, with God, safety with man, with God, harmony, prosperity. We, I and I, are on the way to the attainment of shalom, peace, when we, I and I, identify ourselves with HaMashiach, with the Messiah, with Christos, with the anointed idea, with that anointed seed idea, originally called Yahuwah, originally called Yahuwah, Jehovah, the great I am. Yeshua's going up to Jerusalem that we find in Matthew chapter 20, verse 17. This means taking the last step. Now, this is interesting with the previous psalm here in the season, Psalm 75, and the connection of the Assyrians and bringing out the Ashur. Ashur
also in the Hebrew, refers to stepping up, leveling up. So Yeshua's going to Yerushalayim means taking the last step, that final step in unfoldment, preparatory to the final step when the personality is entirely crucified and HaMashiach, the Messiah, the anointed, triumphs. The principle of principle over personality, where Yeshua merged that personality is personality with the perfect principle, giving up all the low things in personality, entirely crucified, and HaMashiach, triumph in that overcoming of death. Yeshua's riding out from near the place called Bethpage, Bethphage, into Yerushalayim. It signifies progressive unfoldment, the fulfillment of the time when the spiritual I am, the spiritual he who be we be, takes control, manifestation, and uplifts all the animal, the lower forces of man, into the spiritual plane of mastery, purity, and shalom. It is the season for transmutation, transformation. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 1 to 9. Truth, ha-emet, emet in the Hebrew, eunet in the Amharic, ha-emet, emet. Truth is first conceived in the heart, heartical, in the heart of man, in the heart of the human being. Of that, Jerusalem is the symbol. But because of intellectual dominance, got to hear and rehear again the reasoning on Assyria, what Assyria signifies, the intellectual. So truth is first conceived heartically in the heart of man. Of that, Jerusalem is the symbol. But because of intellectual dominance, intellectualism, schism, dominance, it drifts to the head, Harosh, the Ras, the head of that Rome is the symbol. Paul, taken to Rome in chains, is a fitting symbol of truth. Captured, Rav Shaul, Paulos, Paul, taken to Rome in chains, is a fitting symbol, a word picture of ha-emet, emet, truth captured by the intellectual and confined to the bonds that it has placed upon itself. Bringing this out from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 28, verses 14 to 20. Look more, Jerusalem, the holy city that we read of in Matthew chapter 23, verses 37 to 39. This represents the love center in consciousness, in the true Christ consciousness. Physically, physically, it is the cardiac plexus, what's known as the cardiac, the heart plexus. Its presiding genius is John the mystic, John the author of the gospel, according to John and of Revelation, who leaned his head, his Rosh, his Ras, his head on the master's, on Ha'adon, on his bosom. The loves and hates, love and hate can never befriend the Prince of Reggae, Dennis Brown, sung of. The loves and hates of the mind, the loves, the attractions, and the repulsions, the loves and hates of the mind are precipitated to this ganglionic receptacle of thought and are crystallized there. Its substance is sensitive, tremulous, and volatile. What we love, what I and I love, and what I and I hate are here build cells. Here it builds cells of joy or cells of pain. In the divine, the divine order, It should be the abode of HaTov, of the good, the Tov, Tawab, of the Melkam, of the beautifully good and the pure, the Nitzu. Because of the error, the Sate, Sihitet, because of the error concepts of the mind, it has become the habitation of wickedness, the habitation of ratchetness. Yeshua, Yesu said, according to Matthew chapter 15, verses 18 to verse 20, out of the heart come forth evil thoughts. Out of the heart come forth evil thoughts. In the regeneration, in the being born again, generation, birth, regeneration, born again, in the regeneration, ha-emet, amet, truth in the Hebrew, eunet, truth in the Royal Amharic. This is symbolized by Paul in Acts of the Apostles chapter 21, verses 13 to Acts of the Apostles chapter 22, verse 1. And it's interesting to note the teaching of Garmawi Negusa Neges, the King of Kings, Garmawi Haile Selassie, and his references to the Apostle Paul. In the regeneration, Ha'emet, the Emet, the truth, the Ilnet, it visits this holy place for the purpose of redeeming it. But truth finds the very center of religious spirituality thought, which is symbolized by the temple, Ha'ekal, the Mikdash, the Mekdash, the holy place, given over, that the temple, the holy place, being given over to bigotry and intolerance, a citadel of crystallized thoughts about religious matters. Truth must enter Ha'ekal, must enter the temple. Hekalo, his temple, must enter the Mikdash, the Mekdash, the holy place, and speak the word of truth, that phrase. We all, I and I all, want or seek truth and the help that comes from it, from the truth. But when it is presented to us, when the truth is presented to us many times, I and I object to the broad universal spirit that proclaims it. This is especially the case if our so-called religious, our pre-existing religious training has been narrow or pharisaical, like the Pharisees. The Jews, first century, the Yehudi, they were taught that they were the chosen people and that all others were barbarians or heathen. This is the foundation of what some refer to as the caste system. When man begins in thought to believe, himself better than other men just because, he makes a place in his body that is the dwelling of this thought of superiority. Next, this separation extends to environment. Separation is a physical sense. Separation in a physical sense follows. Temples are built or churches with partitions, and whoever dares to transgress these walls, of course, meets opposition. When truth comes to one who is in this fixed state of mind, there is a tumult, quote, in the temple, as Yeshua brought a tumult to the temple. Fear that the rites and customs of the church will be interfered with is uppermost. The teachings of those in authority and the customs and traditions and beliefs of the past are of more weight than reason and logic. And innovation in methods of thought is resisted. New ways of thinking are resisted. The whole religious nature is moved. Thought runs to meet thought, and a concentration of resistance is set up in the mind that forces truth right out and closes the doors as described in the 30th verse. Many people wonder why they do not develop the divine love more quickly.
Here is the reason. They make a wall of separation between the Yehudi and HaGoyim and the Gentiles, the religious and the secular, the good and the bad. Divine love sees no such difference between persons, just as people or persons. It is principle and feels its own perfection everywhere. It seeks its own perfection everywhere. So that means you might find that principle in one who's not like I and I. Or you might find it sometimes in one who's like I and I. But to assume that it's there because we were supposed to live like I and I is where it's saying right here that divine love doesn't see such differences just based on the flesh. It looks for the principle, and it perceives its own perfection everywhere it finds it. It seeks the same in the heart of the sinner, of the Ukka, as in the heart of the saints, the Hasid. When we, I and I, let this truth into our heart and pull down its walls of separation, we shall perceive the flow of the infinite love. Look more right here, because it's going to go to the full of full. It's a paragraph, a short two paragraphs here. When we cast truth from our heart and seek to kill it because it upsets the pre-existing condition, the secular realms of thought also put it in bonds. The ruling intellect sees in it an assassin who has been inciting a revolt against the intellectual authority. This ruler of the mind has little respect or aspect for religion, but has a mighty awe of the rights of a Roman citizen. So when it learns the truth represented by Paul is both a Yehudi, a Jew, and a Gentile, common to both head and heart, it gives due respect. That goes to show that truth is safer in the bonds of skepticism and infidelity than with the bigotry and fanaticism of ignorant religious zeal. Now, we can go into this right here. Sometimes as Rastafari, with the truth of the King of Kings teaching, we reach those who are not Rastafari, even of other denominations or ideas, ideology, than sometimes our fellow Rastafari that have gotten caught up in this era here that happens in Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem of Revelation 21 and 2 is spiritual eretical consciousness. It is founded on the 12 fundamental ideas. Question, what are the 12 fundamental ideas? They match the 12 disciples, the faculties of mind in the divine mind, each represented by one of these precious stones. It also represents an association of all people in shalom, in Yeshua shalom, based on spiritual, eretical understanding, understanding, overstanding, purity, and a willingness to be united with Moshiach, with the Messiah, with the anointed, quote, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here. Calling. Going to ride up right here. Royal Amharic coming forward. Today's daily psalm, Liko, but it's Talaba. Talawa, right? It's small, but it's very big. It's very, very important here. Calling. Got like about 10 minutes right here to calling. Here the full of fall, riding up with today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Melchizedek. So here, going to ride up, give the brothers and sisters a time to call in. Check it out now or hear it again on the replay. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Thank you.
Psalm 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever.
Mizmor Kuf Kaf He, Shir HaMa'alot. Habbotechim Badonai, Behar Tzion Lo Yimot, Le'olam Yeshev. Yerushalayim Harim Saviv La, Vadonai Saviv Le'ammo, Me'ata Ve'ad Olam. Ki Lo Yanuah Shevet Haresha, על גורל הצדיקים, למען לא ישלחו הצדיקים בעוולתה ידיהם. היטיבה אדוני לטובים ולישרים בליבותם, והמתים עקלקלותם, יוליכם אדוני את פועלי האוון, שלום על ישראל.
Psalm 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, as Mount Zion, Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, 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 Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, Mount Zion, Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever, renewed forever, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, forever. Forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever, even forever, even forever, even henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, of the righteous, even of the righteous, even for the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the right, on the lot of the right, on the lot of the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, that be good, that be good. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, that be good, that be good, that be good. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts, right in their hearts, right. For such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, as for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, as for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace shall be upon his way, 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 shall be upon his way.
That's right, that was the Royal Amharic right here, here, here. The Royal Amharic right here, here, here. Psalm 125, first ear, Mikol Batalawa, yes, I, like mountain, round about Jerusalem.
مزمور متو هيارات بك النف متو هيامس يما ارق بك زياب هيري تامنو اندم ماي تاوك لزلالم اندم منور اندتون ترارانات تراروچ با ايرو ساريم زوريان دهونو كزاري جمرو لزلالم اك زياب هيري بهزبو زوريان عادق آن جات چون وده كفات انداي زرقو يهات آن بتربت عادق آن اتعلاي اي نورم አቤቱ ለቸሮች ልባቸውም ለቀና መልካምን አድርግ ወደ ጠማማነት የሚመለሱትን ግን አመጽን ከሚሰሩ ጋር እግዚአብሔር ይወስዳቸዋል ሰላም በእስራኤል ላይ ይሁን
Psalm 125 They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth for that abideth for that abideth for that abideth for that abideth. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, as Mount Zion, as Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, 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 Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, Mount Zion, Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth for that abideth for that abideth. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord.
I that trust in Selassie shall be as Mount Sinai, which cannot be removed, but abided forever. As the mountains are round about Ethiopia, highly I Selassie is wrong, I and I now, even forever and ever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of I and I, lest I put forth thy hands unto out of thee. Do good unto I and I, Selassie, that trod in thy way, and upright in heart. But them that turn aside unto the crooked ways, Selassie shall dash them forth unto the workers of out of thee. But I know that love Selassie, I shall live forever and ever.
Last call, last call. Yeah.
Like mountains round about Jerusalem. So we say Selassie high. Around higher than I, like mountains round about Jerusalem. So we say for us to lift the eyes around higher than I. Me a grandee dead before pick the call markers. Come night, you come here pick us Babylon crackers. Babylon cool, you let up fire, you like splitters. Roll out, no it's like that, with the icons. On free up the knowledge to the youth and new producers. Worth littering is all your litters. Fractal will live, it's a come to like litters. All TV personnel and all radio announcers. Hey journalist, just get this in your clippers. Not this evil, but you to your fling heavy powers. Yo, blessing, blessing just a tower. Is lofty, I have the government on them shoulder like mountains round about Jerusalem. So we pray for us to lift the eye, keeping it high and high. Hey, like mountains round about Jerusalem. So we pray for our Emmanuel, round high and high. Hey, like them not see the hardy full men done full. And come to the power we are full. Rise like you could a big life full. Oh Babylon a trifle. Can't you see the robbing, the killing of the black man? Tell you cannot come on stage at Tantile all the while. No make no step in the ghetto youth ball. You next no but because I hear name a call. Mountains round about Jerusalem. So is the power to the eye. Like mountains eating round Jerusalem. So is holy Emmanuel alive. Around high and high and high and high and high.
Come for me, let me touch the sun. Come make it into the mabal. Come for me, let me touch the sun.
Black people are
making into the mabal.
Well, it seems like the step foot with segregation. So long, the words from your mouth been going out to the nation. With no doubt, who's the foot to lead black man's nation? And a joke, you just know you're wrong. But tell yourself the nation, can't wrong and strong. Hey, I'm feeling so high, reaching Mount Zion. Makes preparation. Come out, you shut up your mouth. I and I are Ethiopian. I like mountains round about Jerusalem. So is Marcus, I'll be stand around high and high, high and high, high and high. Hey, like mountains round about Jerusalem. So is the Selassie, high.
Besama Wawalid Wamenfes Kadu Sahadu Amlak. Mezmore Dawit. Meto Haya Arat. Bekinf Wist Meto Haya Amis. Ye Ma'arig Mezmor. Ve Egziabi Her Yetamen Windamai Tawek Lezalem de Minor. Indes Ion Terara Nacho. Teraroch Be Yerusalem Zoria Indahonu. Kazare Jemro, Lezaleme Gziavier, Behizvu Zoriano, Sadikana Jachuina, Wadikafat and Izeregu, Yahatiana Betera, Besadikani Talai Ainorim, Abetu, Lecheroch, Lebachuim Lekena, Melkamin Adrig, Wadet Mamaneta Yemi Melasutin again. Amet an kamisa root gar egziavi her uestachual. Salam be Israel la yehun.
Psalm 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, as Mount Zion, as Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, 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 Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, Mount Zion, Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever, removed, even forever, but abideth forever, abideth forever, abideth. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, forever. Forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever, even forever, even forever, from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, of the righteous, even of the righteous, even for the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, on the lot of the righteous, on the lot of the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, that be good, that be good. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, that be good, that be good, that be. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their heart, right in their heart, right. For such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, crooked ways. For such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, crooked ways. For such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace. He'll be upon his way, he'll be upon his, but he'll be upon his, but he'll be upon his, 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 he'll be upon his.
Sima, Sima, here, here, here. Salam to Canaan Sterling. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Melchizedek, from the Mezmore Dawit, from the Psalms of Dave, and here, 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 from the Parallel Bible version containing in one volume, both the 1611 AD, the English KJV, and the Ethiopian King of Kings 1961 AD Amharic text. Originally published by Moa, Anbesa Zem Negeta Yehuda, Lion of Judah, has prevailed.
Gormawi Kanmawi, Haile Selassie, His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie the First, you make Ziavihir, the elect of Ziavihir, Ngusinagas, Ze Ethiopia. Here, from the HIM, His Imperial Majesty Bible, the authorized, revised, 1961 version, KJV, side by side, here for today's daily psalm, Mezmore Dawit, Meto Haya Arat Bekinfuist, Meto Haya Amist, Psalm 125, Ye Me'arig Mezmor, Psalm of Degrees, a Song of Ascent, Ye Me'arig Mezmor. And here we have the theme, Egziavihir Yemitamen Nubetin, those they who Yemitamen Nubet, Tamen, Yemitamen Nubetin, Egziavihir Yemitamen Nubetin, those who trust in Egziavihir, in the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed arm. Egziavihir, yemitamen nubetin, yitabkal. Those who trust in Egziavihir are protected, are itected guidance and protection. This psalm in the Hebrew from the Sefer Tehillim is themed security, security in God, security in Elohim. So here, we have Mezmore Dawit, Psalms of David, Meto Haya Arat Bekinfuist, in the parenthesis, Meto Haya Amist. So we have Psalm 124 in the ancient numbering, but the Kinfwist in the parentheses, Meto Haya Amis, corresponding with the latter numbering, today's daily psalm, Psalm 125, Egziavihir Yemitamen Nubetin Yitavka. Those who trust in Egziavihir are protected. Yema'arig Mezmor, a song of degrees, a song of ascents. Yema'arig Mezmor. Now, some see these psalms, as I and I do, as the pilgrim psalm, the psalm of ascents, the psalm of degrees, as we have in the Hebrew, the Shir Ha-Ma'ilot, Shir Ha-Ma'ilot, for the Aliyah, Ma'arig, the going up, the ascension psalm, the psalms of degrees. And here. Besama'ab, where Weled, where Menfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, in name of the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit, the one source. Kuter'an, verse 1. Be'egziavihir, Yemiya Tamenu, Indamaya Taweka, Lezalalem, and the Minor, Indes, Ion, Terara, Nacho. They that trust in Egziavihir, they that trust in the sustainer, the good, the excellent, generous Av, be Egziavihir, ye tamenu, in the mighty worker, lezalalem in the minor in the zion, terara nacho. They that trust in Egziavihir shall be as Mount Zion in the Zion Terara, cannot be removed, abideth forever, for Iva. Be Egziavihir Yetamenu in the Maitawek, Lezalalem in the Minor, in the Zion Terara, Nacho, Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Taroch be Yerusalem Azuria in the Honu Kazare Jemro Lezalem Egziavihir Behizvu Zuriano. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so Egziavihir, sustaining the good, generous, open-handed Ab Father, round about his people from henceforth here forward, even forever. Tearoch, mountains, de Jerusalem, Zuria, round
Jerusalem in the honu as they be. Taroch be Jerusalem Zoria in the honu. Kazare Jemro. From today, starting from today, Kazare Jemro. Lezalalem for Ive Egziaviher. The sustainer. Be Hizbu Zuriano. Is round about Hizbu, his people. Kuter source, verse 3. Sadikan jachuin and kafat and izaregu. Yechatiana betur bet sadikan. It alai ainorim. For the rod of the wicked, of the ratchet, shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands to iniquity. Adikan, righteous ones. Adikan, Adikan, ejachuin their hands, whether towards kafat, toward evil, and daizaregu, so that they do not stretch forth their hand to evil. Yechatiana beter of the uckers, of the wicked, the sinner. Yechatiana beter, the rod of the sinner. Bez adikan it alai upon the lot of the righteous. Ainorim will not be, will not rest. For the rod of the wicked, the righteous, shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest, unless the righteous put forth their hands to iniquity. Adikane jachuina wada kafat and izaragu. Yechatiana beter bez adikane alai ainorin. Kuter arat. Verse 4. Avetu. Lecherocha lebachuwima lekena melkamin adrig. Do good. Abetu, I father, his father, O Ab of the house. Abetu, Abetu. Lecherocha lebachuwim lekena melkamin adrig. Do good, Abetu, to those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. Abietu lecheroch, lecheroch, those who are good, those who are generous. Lecheroch lebachuim, and their hearts lekena, and their hearts upright. Lebachuim lekena melkamin adrig, melkamin adrig. Do melkam, melkamin adrig. Do good, do good, do good. Melkamin adrig, abetu lecheroch, lebachuim lekena, melkamin adrig. Kuter amist, verse 5. Wedet amamaneta yemia melesutin agin, amit ana kamia sarut gar, egziavi her yiwestachual. Salam be Israel la yihun. As for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, Egziaviher, sustainer, the good, generous, open-handed Ab, Father, Egziaviher shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace, salam, shall be up on, upon Israel. Wadet amamanet, wadet toward amamanet, crookedness. Yemiya melesutin, those who turn gin, however. Ametan, ametan, ametah, rebellion. Ametan, rebellion. Kamiya sarutgar, with those who do amidst rebellion, lawlessness, amidst ana kamisa rutgar, egziavi her stena, egziavi her yuestachual, egziavi will take them, egziavi will take them, will take those who, but egziavi will take those who return to crookedness, with the workers of rebellion, with the rebellious workers. Salam, peace, salam, be Israel lai yehun, peace, be Israel lai yehun, peace upon Israel, be Israel lai yehun, let it be. What et mama nete mimele supin gin, ametan kamisa rutgar, egziawi her yuesta chua, salam be Israel lai yehun. Mezmure Dawid, Meto Haya Arat, the Kinfwist Meto Haya Miss, Yem Arig Mezmur, Be Egziari Her Yetam Menu, in the Maitawek Lezalem the Minor, in the Tzion Taanacho, Taro Chobe Yerusalem Azuria in the Honu, Kazare Jamro Lezalem Egziari, Be Hizu Zuriano. Adikana jachuina wadikafat and izaregu Yahatiana beterbet adikan it alai ainorim Avetu lecheroch lebachuim lekena melkamin adrig Wadet mamaneta yemi melesutin gin Ametana kamisa rutgar Egziavi her yuestachual Salam be Israel lai yehun
that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth for it, abideth for it, abideth for it, abideth for it, abideth. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, as Mount Zion, as Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, 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 Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, Mount Zion, Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth for it, abideth for it, abideth. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever, even forever, removed, even forever, but abideth for it, abideth for it, abideth. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, forever, forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forth, even forth, even forth, even henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, of the righteous, even of the righteous, even of the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the right, on the lot of the right, on the lot of the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, that be good, that be good. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, that be good, that be good, that be good. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their heart, right in their heart, right. For such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, crooked ways. For such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, crooked ways. For such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace shall be upon it, shall be upon it, but be upon it, but be upon it, be upon it, he'll 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 be upon it,
he'll be upon it. Give me a yard, I'll take a mile, give me a thousand.
we don't care who likes it or not. As long as we know it's the truth. As long as we know it's the truth.
Every law is illegal.
Every government upon the face of this earth today is illegal. Come we go up at Jerusalem one more time. Come we go up at Jerusalem one more time. We have to pray, yes we have to pray. We have to pray for the judgment day. So come we go up at Jerusalem. And aspiration crumble in front of their face, and all of their wicked intention to destroy the human race. Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe. Oh, I believe in reggae music. Out of Ethiopia one more time. Come we go up to Ethiopia one more time. We are going to pray, yes, we are going to pray. We are going to sing music only night and day. So come we go up to Ethiopia one more time.
Reggae.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord. For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and another tongue.
Hear, 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 today's psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And hear, 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 after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Melchizedek. Today's psalm is Morkov Kaf Hey. Psalm 125. Mizmor Kof Kaf Hey. Psalm 125. Hear, hear, a midrash, a study on today's psalm. Psalm CXXV, Mizmor Kof Kaf Hey. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Hear, hear, hear. The Aleph verse, Shir HaMa'ilot, a song of degrees, a song of going up. Shir HaMa'ilot. Ha Bot Achim BaYahuwah, Kahar Tzion Lo Yimot, Le'olam Yesheb. They that trust in Yahuwah, in Jehovah, shall be as Mount Zion. Habotachim, those who have confidence. Batach, batach, confidence, eifidence, confidence. Habotachim, by Yahuwah, the trusters, those who are confident, who are eifidence. Habotachim, by Yahuwah, in Yahuwah, in Jehovah, and he who be, who he be. Kehar Zion. As Har Mount Zion, lo yimot, not removed, not shaken, lo yimot, not moved, le'olam yeshub, but abideth, but is seated, abideth, yeshub, le'olam, forever, le'olam yeshub. Habotachim BaYahuwah Kahal Tzion Lo Yimot Le'olam Yeshev. Rav Yohanan taught, from the day that HaHekal, the temple, was destroyed, it was decreed that the houses of righteous men of the Tzadikim should also be destroyed, should also be downstroyed. As it is said, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 9, in mine ears, said the Lord of hosts, of a truth many houses of the great and fear shall be desolate without inhabitant. Hear, 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 from the prophet Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 9. In mine ears saith Yahuwah Tzabaoth, he who be we be of hosts of armies, of a truth many houses of the great and fear shall be desolate without inhabitants.
ואזנאי יהוה צבאות, אם לא בתים רבים לשמע יהיו, גדולים וטובים מעין יושב in mine ears. ואזנאי in my ears. ואזנאי יהוה צבאות. He who be who he be of hosts. Im lo batim. If not batim, houses rabim, many, lishama yihiyu, shall be the desolate, lishama. Of a truth, hear, im lo, im, if not. A form of emphatic affirmation. Im lo batim rabim l'shama yihyu. If not, many houses shall be desolate. Im lo batim rabim l'shama yihyu. Gedolim v'tovim. Gedolim, great ones. V'tovim, and good ones. Gedolim v'tovim, me'ein yosheb, may from ein without yosheb, inhabitant, sita, dweller, inhabitant. Hear, Yishayahu, Isaias, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 9. Be'aznai Yehovah Tzibaot, im lo batim rabim l'shama yisyu. Gedolim v'tovim me'ein yosheb. Rav Yohanan added, however, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will restore their houses, as is said, a song of ascents. They that trust in Yahweh in Jehovah shall be as Mount Zion, Mount Zion, that cannot be removed, but abideth forever, and abideth forever. Shir ha-ma'ilot, ha-bot-echim ba-yahuwa, k'har-tzion, lo yimot, le'olam yeshab. That is, as HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set-Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will restore Har Zion, Mount Zion. So, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will restore the houses of Tzadikim, the houses of righteous men. For the rod of the wicked, of the ratchet, shall not rest upon the house of the righteous. Hear. Today's Psalm 125. Hear the gimel, the gamel, the third verse. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Ki lo yanuach shebeta haresha. Ki lo yanuach shevet ha-resha al gorala ha-tzadiki. For the rod of wickedness, of ratchetness, ki lo yanuach shevet ha-resha, shall not rest. Ki lo yanuach shevet ha-resha al goral hatzadikim, up on the lot, al goral, of the righteous, hatzadikim. Reish lakish taught, a man is wedded to the kind of woman, to the kind of woman he deserves, and thus it is said of a wicked woman, a ratchet woman, the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Ki lo yanuach shevet aharesha al goral hatzadikim. Rav Yohanan taught, since it is said of Rebecca,
according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 24, verse 16. And the damsel was a virgin. Wehanera tovata mare meoda betula weishloa yedaah wa teredaha aua na wata male kadah wa ta'ab. Full of verse, and the damsel was very fair, very beautiful to look up on, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the fountain and filled her pitcher and came up. And the damsel was a virgin. Wehanaira, wehanaira, betula. Is it not all too clear that no man had known her? Is it not all too clear? Weish loa yidaaha. Neither had any man known her. Weish lo yidaah. The intention of these words, however, is to prove that no man had even approached her with a wicked, with a ratchet thought, as is proved by the verse, even here in today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf, hey, ki lo yanuach shebeta ha'resha, al goral ha'tzadiki, the rod of the wicked, of the ratchet, of the defiant, shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Ki lo yanuach shebeta ha'resha, al goral ha'tzadiki. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. We hear today's Psalm 125, Hebrew the third verse. Ki lo yanuach shebeta ha'resha, al goral ha'tzadiki. Rav Abba Bar Kahana taught, a ratchet, the ratchet, ha'resha, ha'resha, the ratchet, the wicked, the defiant, finds no restful pleasure in the company of ha'tzadikim, of the tzadikim, the righteous ones, but only in the company of ha'rasha, ha'rishaim, only of the defiant ones, the ratchet, the wicked. Minyani? And the proof, the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Ki lo yanuach shebeta ha'resha al goral ha'tzadiki. Another comment, by the words, the rod of the wicked, shebet ha'resha. Shevet Aharesha, the rod of the wicked is meant Potiphar's wife, Potiphar's Isha or Set, Potiphar's wife, and by the lot of the righteous, and by Goral Hatzadikim, Goral Hatzadikim, the lot, the Goral Hatzadikim of the righteous is meant the lot of Yosef, of Yehoshaphat, Joseph. Do good, O Lord, to the good. Hear today's psalm, the Dalet, the fourth verse. Do good, O Lord, to the good. Heitiva Yahuwah Latobim. Do good, Heitiva Yahuwah, O he who be who he be, Latobim, to the Tobim, to the good. Heitiva Yahuwah Latobim. The verse means that the good man will come and receive on behalf of the good something good from the all good.
something good from Hakol Tov, from the all good, from Hakol Tov, quote, the good man will come, end quote. That is Moshe, that is Moses will come. For it is said, even in Shemot, even in Exodus, Exodus chapter 2, verse 2, she saw him, that he was a goodly child. She saw him, that he was a goodly child. Watereh oto kitohu. And when she saw him, he was a goodly child. Watereh oto. And she saw him. Watereh. Watereh oto. And she saw him. Ki tohu. For good he. Ki tohu. For good he. For he was good. Watereh oto. Ki tohu. Hakol tov, the all good. Hakol, the all tov. Hakol tov. The all good is Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is the Holy One. Blessed be He. For it is said, even in Psalm 145, Hebraically the ninth verse, the Lord is good to all. Oh, Yahuwah, Lakol, he who be who he be, Yahuwah, Jehovah is good to all. Tobi Yahuwah, Lakol, Hakol, oh, the all good is Hakadosh Baruch Hu, for it is said, even in Mizmor, Kof, name, hey, Kof, name, hey, in Psalm 145, the 8th verse, Tov Yahuwah Lakol, Jehovah is good to all, will receive something good. Will receive something good, that is HaTorah, that is the Torah. Of that, it is said even in Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, the Mashal, Proverbs 4 and 2. For I give you good doctrine. For I give you good doctrine. Ki elekach to nadati lakem. For I give y'all nadati lakem. I give you all y'all good doctrine. I give y'all good. Ki elekach to nadati lakem. Quote, on behalf of the good, end quote. On behalf of the good, that is, on behalf of the B'nai Yisrael, on behalf of the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, on behalf of the Israelites, of whom it is said, do good, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, to the good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. Heitivah Yahuwah latovim v'lisharim b'lipotam. Do good. Heitivah Yahuwah. O he who be who be latovim, to the tovim, to the good ones. V'lisharim, and for the yisharim, the upright. V'lisharim b'lipotam, and the upright b. In libotam, belibotam, in their hearts. Heitivah Yahuwah latovim, v'lisharima belibotam. Because scripture says, do good, O Jehovah, to the good. Heitivah Yahuwah latovim. It might be supposed that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, is good to all who do good things, who good do good things, and therefore the verse as good to them that are upright in their hearts. Verse as Latovi with Lishari Bilipotam. Latovim with Lisharim Bilipotam. And here, a Midrash note. And here, the Midrash note, a Midrash reference to the Midrash on Psalm 1, the 20th section, 1.20, and to Psalm 4, the 4th Psalm, the Midrash notes on the 4th Psalm, the 5th Perek, the 5th section, Psalm, the Midrash to Psalm 4.5. So here, in reference to good, the verse adding good to them that are upright in their hearts, refer to the Midrash on Psalm 1.20 and Psalm 4.5. But as for those who note a turning aside to crooked ways, Yahuwah Jehovah will lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Hey, Psalm 125. Hear the Hey verse, the 5th verse. But as for those who note a turning aside to crooked ways, where Hamati Ik alak alotam. We hamati ik alak alotam. But as for those who note a turning aside to crooked ways, and here midrash note, the JV, the Yehudi version reads, but as for such as turn aside to crooked ways, but here in the midrash, but as for those who note a turning aside to crooked ways, Yahuwah Jehovah will lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Where hamati ma'ikalak alotama yolekhem Yahuwah etta po'leya ha'awen. But as for such as turn aside who note turning aside to crooked ways, where hamati ma'ikalak alotam Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be, who he be, will lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Yolikim Yahuwah etta po'leya ha'avin. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi taught, any man who gossips about a lack of the disciples, ha talmudim, of the wise, will fall into Gehenna, Hebrew, huh? For it is said, but as for those who note a turning aside to crooked ways, Yahuwah Jehovah will lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, he taught that any man who gossips about a lapse of the disciples of the wise, of the Talmudim, of the Hakam, will fall into Gehinnom, to Hebrew hell. For it is said, Wehamati maik alak alotama yolekem Yahuwah etta po'eleya ha'aren. Shalom all Yisrael, peace be upon Israel. Shalom all Yisrael, peace, shalom, all upon Yisrael, upon the Tsar of El, the Prince
of the Almighty, Yasharel, the upright of the Almighty, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the Almighty. Shalom al Yisrael. The verse concludes, peace be upon Israel. The verse concludes, but even when there will be peace upon Yisrael, Shalom al Yisrael, nevertheless, Yahweh Jehovah will lead them away with the workers of iniquity. Yolikem Yahweh etapo elei ha'aven. Ha'aven, the workers of po'elei ha'aven. Po'elei ha'aven. It was taught in the school of Rav Ishmael. Ishmael, if you see a Talmid, a disciple of the Hakam, of the wise, commit a sin, commit a chet, akari, a sin, during the night, do not think ill of him during the day, for he may have repented. You say, quote, he may have repented, end quote. What you should say is, quote, he surely repented. This trust applies to HaTeshuva, the Teshuva, the repentance of the disciple, the Talmid of the wise, for his bodily sins, his bodily akris, but does not apply to sins, to akris, to forfeitures that concern money until he returns the money to its rightful owner.
I am calling King Toby, Prince Jami, and scientists to Fat Man Dove Conference.
Psalm 125. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth for it, abideth for it, abideth for it, abideth for it, abideth. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, as Mount Zion, as Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, 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 Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, Mount Zion, Mount Zion. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth for it, abideth for it, abideth. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever, even forever, removed, even forever, but abideth for it, abideth for it, abideth. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, forever, forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem, about Jerusalem. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever, even forever, even forever, even henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, of the righteous, even of the righteous, even of the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the right, on the lot of the right, on the lot of the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, that be good, that be good. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, that be good, that be good, that be. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their heart, right in their heart, right. For such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, as for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, as for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace shall be upon his, shall be upon his, but be upon his, but be upon his, 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 be upon his
Discipleship Radio. Radio. Radio.
Nothing with, nothing without you, no, 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 nothing with.